It's 11:58, 70 degrees in the port city. You're listening to your public radio station's Classical HQR and HQR News. I'm Pat Marriott, and it's time for the Midday Interview. And with me, again, for the second time in about 6 weeks, is my dear friend Michael Granberry, who is a well-known figure in Wilmington, but who's been off following the bright lights in Los Angeles, doing animation and winning Emmys while he was at it. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm very well, Pat. It's great to see you again.
It sure is to see you, too. Now, well, we talked briefly about The Tempest during the last show, but you were just in the process of casting right then and didn't have too much to say about the show, but now we're 3 days away from the big day. So we've got a show to talk about, and we'll talk about how to get tickets and the times and places and whatnot in a minute. But first of all, tell us about the show. Tell us about The Tempest.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Tempest is a very interesting play that I don't think a lot of people think they know about it, but not a lot of people have actually seen it. It's mm-hmm. a strange play. It was Shakespeare's last play, and it was the only play that he wrote that wasn't based on a pre-existing work right. that he took and made better by use of his particular writing gifts. Yep. And so it really is such a product of his entire career and his imagination, and he just let loose with... You know, this amazing story of, you know, that seems it's not a drama, it's not quite a comedy, but it has elements of all of these.
Bizarre is the word I would use.
Very bizarre. And it's populated with magicians and spirits and monsters and humans doing spiritual and monstrous things. And it just plays with a lot of wonderful ambiguity. It's a tale that seems like it could be headed for a tragedy, but then it ends in a very beautiful way.
Indeed,
just on
it
a
does.
Note of forgiveness
Indeed, it does.
And reconciliation.
And for the audience, if you don't know the plot of The Tempest, you owe it to yourself either to read the play or to read a good plot summary before you come, because it's very complicated.
And we do have a plot summary in the program.
That's
too.
Excellent.
So, you'll have a little heads up.
Excellent. The Tempest starts on Thursday. It runs Thursday through Sunday. And Thursday through Sunday of the following 2 weeks at the old McCathern Warehouse downtown. Those of you who went to Macbeth there last summer, remember what a wonderful, strange theater space that is. How do we get tickets, Michael?
You can get tickets a couple of different ways. You can either call 1-800-838-3006, or you can go online to dramtreeshakes.org. And you can order your tickets that way.
All right. Now, your forte is puppetry and animation. How do you use puppetry in The Tempest?
Well, it's interesting that you know, puppetry in The Tempest, it's not just a gimmick. We're actually, it's thematically and metaphorically relevant to the play, as the people who come and see it will find out. Because there's so many elements of magic and fantasy, you know, puppetry is just a wonderful way to sort of shake up audiences' expectations, because when a puppet is on stage, you have no idea what's going to happen. Whereas with humans, we kind of know what our basic limitations are. But in this case, we really decided to use this element, this medium, in a large way. And originally, we thought it was going to be quite a few, but it looks like we're going to be just a little over 300 puppets for
this
show.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that wonderful? Now, how did the live actors and the puppets get along together?
Surprisingly well. I think they do compete a little bit to steal focus from each other from time to time. But one of the things that when actors came into audition, you know, we let people know up front that if puppetry makes you queasy, then this is definitely not the production for you, because literally every seat is in the splash zone. You have to interact with this technology in some way, shape, or form. And everybody to a person was like, we love it. That's what we're interested
in. Isn't that wonderful?
Because it's a kind of a unique thing.
Now, you've done animation so much. I mean, it's just part of your being now. Philosophically, where does an actor in costume end and a puppet begin? There must be some kind of a gray area in
there. Wow, that's a really interesting question. And you know, it's when you're trying to, as an actor or as a puppeteer, to convey a soul into an inanimate object, I think you lose that sense of disconnection. Mm-hmm. You sort of become one thing, a very interesting thing. There's a character in the play named Ariel, who mm-hmm. is a spirit that serves the main character, Prospero. And it's a very large role, and it is a role that is being performed as a puppet, but there are actually two different actors doing different parts of it, one doing the voice and another performing the body. And so it really is almost like three entities combining into one performance. And it's just, it really is theater magic.
An incredible bit of direction, too. I'm really looking forward to seeing this. For those who are turning in late, I am chatting with Michael Granberry, who is the director of The Tempest, which will open at the McCathern Warehouse downtown on Thursday evening at 7:30. It'll run 4 days this weekend, next weekend, and the weekend after that. And if you haven't seen the McCathern Warehouse Theater, you really ought to. Michael, tell me about the challenges of working there.
Well, it's wonderful, and it literally is an old warehouse. It's just a mm-hmm. huge open space, so you can do kind of whatever you want to in there. It has some acoustical, you know, issues that we had to deal with to try to get sound as clear as possible, which I believe we've done a good job taking care of. And of course, there are live pigeons that fly through the building once in a while in the middle of your rehearsal.
So bring a hat.
But they are. It's such a great natural special effect. We don't know if it's going to happen during the show or not, but that's what live theater is all about.
It's wonderful. And again, remind us how to get tickets.
Sure. You can get tickets by calling 1-800-838-3006 or online. You can go to dramtreeshakes.org.
That's wonderful. Michael, just quickly, what's next for you now?
Well, this time next week, I'll be back in Los Angeles, and I'll be starting on Tumbleleaf Season 3 on Amazon Prime.
Outstanding. Michael won a couple of Emmys for Tumbleleaf, and if you haven't seen that nominally kids program, which is wonderful for grown-ups, you better take a look. Michael, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Pat.
I have been chatting with Michael Granberry, who is directing the Dramtree Shakespeare production of The Tempest that opens on Thursday of this week at 7:30 p.m. at McCathern's Warehouse downtown. It runs this weekend, 4 days, and 4 days the weekend after, and 4 days the weekend after that. Michael, thank you so much for having been with us.
Thank you for having me.
And I will return you now to regular programming on your public radio stations, 91.3 HQR News and Classical HQR 92.7. I'm Pat Marriott.